What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled What MGTOW Owns in My Restaurant Out Here in Medellin. So as you guys know by now, I'm out here in Colombia. I'm back in the restaurant thanks to all of you guys who donated initially in back end of May. You guys donated about $1,500, which helped pay for a lot of things like employees, rent, equipment, stuff like that. I'm doing another fundraiser for about $1,200 more, so for a grand total of $2,700, as you guys know from TFM. And the other $1,200 are gonna be purely for marketing purposes. Thanks to the original people who donated $1,500, we are no longer in threat by the government or by the administration for not being up to code. The $600 that came in recently, that helped out a lot. So I'm gonna start showing you guys from the outside what you MGTOW people own. You guys own those stickers over here. You own the stickers. You own that logo down here. You MGTOW people, you guys own all this. You own the menus over here, these menus. You guys own these menus, okay? You guys own the TV, this TV you guys own. This logo up here, you guys own this logo, okay? The computer in here, you guys own. Okay, guys, this is a brand new computer, okay? You guys own this computer, and I'm gonna give you a breakdown of all the costs. This computer, after shipping and everything, cost me about $500 over here. The podium cost me about $50. The podium where it's on, that cost me $50. You guys bought that. Here is a deep freezer I have. Yeah, I know it looks like a piece of shit, but it was cheap. It was actually being sold by a restaurant here that went out of business. So literally, I just had to like roll it from one end of the mall to another, which in all honesty is like, what, 200 feet? So this is my restaurant. This is my freezer. I got this from America. This pita bread is from here. This is from America over here. You guys bought that too. So you, effectively speaking, guys, you bought the freezer. This over here, this came from Postobon. This has Pepsi. I'm getting a shipment of Pepsi and water tomorrow. That's a Turkishino. That's Turkish iced coffee. This freezer here cost me about $150. You guys bought that. The TV, which you guys saw, you bought that. You guys also bought a couple of other stuff, but the most important stuff that you guys helped me buy, which I desperately needed, was the freezer. That way we can buy stuff in advance. Like, I have a lot of bread, I have a lot of chicken. This is a deep freezer, guys. I mean, this freezer can probably take 100 kilograms of, or 200 pounds of chicken and bread. I mean, honestly, guys, I can stock this freezer up for like a month thanks to you guys, you know. Again, it looks like a piece of shit, but it does what it does, so, and more, in all honesty. 50-inch TV. This TV cost me a little bit, this TV cost me about $350 with shipping, you know, 50-inch Samsung TV. You guys saw that outside. You guys also bought this A-board, this A-frame over here. You guys also helped me buy this as well. So that cost me like $20-$25. You guys helped me buy that. You know what? I honestly should have like put some promotional stuff here, but I'll save that for next time. You know, some promotional shit. over here. So this cost me 400. This cost me 400. Yeah, this cost me $400. About 350 for that. So that's 750. The computer was about 500. That's 12 something. So all in all, guys, your money helped me out with a lot of stuff, like a lot of the products over there. You guys own that. Fortunately, for the month, for this month, the restaurant is paying for the employees. It's paying for the food. It's not yet paying for the rent. That's fine. Only thing I am missing is a TV here and a TV there. I'm missing two more TVs. That's what I'm saying. My Fundocrat is $1,200. I already got $600. If I get $600 more, guys, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna buy one more TV, and then I'm gonna buy a oven, a propane powered oven. That way, because the propane here in Colombia is cheap compared to electricity. Plus, if I wanna make the baklava, you gotta make the baklava in an oven, okay? So if I get the $600, by the time I leave here, I'm gonna leave here in Tuesday. I'm gonna leave here Tuesday. So if I get the $600 by Tuesday, I'll get one more TV. I'll get a propane oven, which I'll probably put over there. Or yeah, I'll put the TV up. I'll put the propane oven over there. Yeah, it's not that big of a propane oven. It's enough for me to do baklava, to do the chicken in there. Yeah, guys, so I just wanted to show you guys that I wanted to show you where your money goes, okay? Because unlike a lot of Muslims out there, so-called Muslims who take your money and run, I want you guys to see with your own eyes where your money goes. That cost me about $60 over there. So your initial $1,500 was well spent. The additional $600 I got also was well spent. And again, the second $600, God willing, if I get that, that's gonna be well spent. So again, guys, you own this, you own that. You own this computer over here, this very nice brand new computer. You guys own it. That TV over there, you own it. That ugly looking freezer, but it does its job. You guys own it. And yeah, you guys own a couple of things here and there. Napkins, stuff like that. So again, guys, I wanted you to see with your own eyes where your money goes to, okay, guys? So TFM is gonna chill my campaign one more time tomorrow, Saturday. If you guys want to help out, Fundocrat, Zelle, Cash App, PayPal, I accept pretty much anything and everything, in all honesty. And just to show you that this is my restaurant, because I know Coach Bitch Bill is going to get up all up in my comment section and say, yo, Amr, this ain't your restaurant, bro. It's AI or some dumb shit. Yeah, mother effer. It's my restaurant, bitch. Yeah, mine, mother effers. I'm gonna take that home with me, okay? The keys and some of the money, because again, it's my restaurant, okay? Yeah, guys, just wanted to show you guys that it's a real restaurant, real stuff, real people, real shit is happening, you know? It's not like an experiment or something that might happen. No, it's something that's already up and running, as you guys can clearly see. Let me show you. This computer system is in Spanish. This was the last order I had for 40 pesos, which is about $9. Mm. I don't gonna fuck anything up. I'm gonna try to do the sales I had for today. But like I said, guys, this system was set up really good. So I don't wanna fuck shit up and okay, I don't wanna fuck shit up by touching the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. I just wanted to show you my sales for today. But as you guys can see, 50 pesos here, a couple of 20s, 10s, shit like that. So, you know, it's not the best in the world, but for a restaurant that's been around for 3 months, and again, we haven't done the full marketing, like people who want shawarma, they don't even know we exist. So, oh, another thing I forgot to tell you, we are already getting influencers out this Tuesday. I already put a half a deposit of $100 or 400 pesos. The other 400 pesos, I'm gonna pay that to them in person. So that's another thing that your money is going to, guys. You know, I totally forgot about the influencers coming up, coming out on Tuesday. So Tuesday, I'm gonna, unfortunately, will be my last day here, and I'll be back in America probably on Thursday. So I'm gonna close the campaign on Tuesday, okay, guys? So if you guys wanna help out with the restaurant, the last $600, again, the last $600, I'm gonna get one TV, and then I'm gonna get a propane oven that I'm gonna put over here. I really don't need three TVs. It looks cool to have three TVs, but I'll do that later. There's no need to have TV number three here for the coolness factor, and I can have an oven right here for baklava and other stuff, okay? The oven is far more important than having three TVs, but one more TV will be awesome. That way I can show videos on the second TV. So yeah, guys, I just wanted to show you that, you know, when I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. You know, I'm not like fucking the Muslim sales out there who talk a big game. Then they're like, oh yeah, bro, trust me, bro. Yeah, inshallah, bukra, ma'alesh, which pretty much means, yeah, God willing, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And ma'alesh means, yeah, sorry, not gonna happen, you know. I don't do that shit, you know. That's what Muslim sales do, you know. We Jews are not equal to Arabs. Even in the Quran that was written for Arabs, God still prefers us over the Arabs and Muslims, over Arabs in particular and Muslims in general. We're still his chosen people, okay, guys? When I say we, I'm talking about Israelites. I'm not talking about fucking Netanyahu, who's an Ashkenazi. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. Let me show you my menu on the TV before we say adios. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.